Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's a little moist out there. I know some people hate the word moist. Do you hate the word moist, Jeffrey? Moist, is that a word you hate?
In my experience, women hate the word way more than men do.
Women hate the word moist.
Yes.
Interesting. I do get it. I understand what's wrong with the word moist. How about damp?
Doesn't bother me.
Damp. Do any words bother you?
Not many. Like I can fundamentally say, like, I know there's things that you can't say or whatnot, but in general, no.
Yeah, I have some, but they're not top of mind. They're not top of mind. Anyway, it's wet, it's moist, it's damp, it's soaking, it's true. It's all those things out there. Earlier this week, it had been very balmy. Very balmy.
Toasty, even.
There are words I like. I actually like the word. I think balmy sounds exactly like the weather it is. Balmy. You walk outside, you think, oh, this is balmy. It seems exactly like balmy should sound.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, today it's so moist. It is so moist that
how moist is it, Jeff?
That we've been hanging our hopes as a sports city on the Memphis women's soccer team.
Yeah, of course.
And they're supposed to be playing tonight, right? Against TCU.
In Fort Worth.
Yeah. It's evidently damp there too because they've postponed that game to tomorrow.
Well, they just want a big Friday night.
Because of weather.
Friday Night Lights.
Well, I think that's what they mean by Friday Night Lights,
yes,
in Texas. But so that game is going to be tomorrow. That's how wet it is. Today, we're going to have Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock, and then we're going to have Writer Than Right trivia. Do we have the prize yet? Do we know?
We do indeed, Jeff. We'll be playing for two tickets to the Holiday Wonders exhibit at Memphis Botanic Gardens, going on now through December 30th.
That's fun.
I think I might take my family there tomorrow.
There you go. That's it. Festive. It's festive. It's getting to be time. How are you feeling about the holidays bearing down upon us? Does it feel like, where has the year gone?
I mean, I'm just looking forward to next Thursday.
The greatest day.
Of course.
The greatest. Looking forward to next Thursday. The greatest day.
Of course, I'm just talking about Memphis and Navy.
Memphis. I knew that. I knew that. You didn't have to tell me.
Yeah,
that.
Of course.
Memphis and Navy. The.
I just want Ryan Silverfield to get another extension.
We have Writer Than Right trivia in the second hour after Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock. But I thought I'd warm you up, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, I love it when you keep your streak alive. You know,
yeah, no one roots for me.
I'm always rooting for you. So I'm going this. This country is suffering through a wave of bear attacks so severe that 200 people have been attacked in this country by bears this year, and 13 have died.
Okay, so
isn't that, by the way, just extraordinary? Can you imagine if we had in this country, which is bigger than the country that where this has happened, if we had had 200 bear attacks, people wouldn't leave their homes. 13 people die by bear?
Okay, I'm pretty sure I saw the headline, so let me see. Is it Japan?
It is Japan.
Yeah.
It is Japan. There in Japan, particularly in the Akita Prefecture,
of course,
they have had a wave of bear attacks. The problem is the bears, because of climate change, the bear, they're not finding the berries that they normally do in the woods, right? Plus, then you got
you and your liberal
expansion
agenda
and whatever. It's just, I'm just telling you what the bear experts.
You just said, we just talked about yesterday, there was less hurricanes.
I'm telling you what the bear experts are telling me why this happened. So that's why if you live there, you have to download, you should, to preserve your, to be safe.
Is there an app for this?
Yes, the Bear Encounter AI prediction map. So you don't want to be having a bear encounter.
I mean, are we sure this isn't just made up?
It's funny you should say that. It's funny you should say about made up. Mm-hmm. I don't believe this is made up. I've read it about it in many reputable magazines. But one thing I saw today.
Of course
today,
you did.
One thing
you
I
and
saw,
your liberal agenda.
One thing I saw today, speaking of my liberal agenda, there's a story out there that UTEP. Did you see this
yes,
one?
Yes, I did.
UTEP.
This was a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Their NIL.
Yeah.
Is being funded.
The Juarez cartel?
By the Juarez cartel.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
It's a parody story. That has now been taken seriously.
Allegedly.
It is literally, that is a, as far as I can discern, it is a parody.
Made up internet story.
Someone, ha ha, we're going to write this story. It's a parody. We're the Onion, you know, whatever. And then people read it. They don't realize it's a parody because what the hell? Anything in life now should, much, half the headlines we read now should in fact be parody. So who can tell? In terms of crazy headlines, crazy stories you would have read this year, if you had learned that to be true, it would have not have been nearly as far-fetched as six headlines I read yesterday.
Okay.
Including bear attacks in Japan.
The
200
only,
bear attacks.
The only problem I had with the story was, well,
it was made up.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the cartel sends money to get laundered. NIL's not laundering. That's lighting money on fire. That's not what the cartel does.
Right. I see.
Oh, like there's no.
According to the story, it wasn't because they wanted UTEP to win football games.
Right.
That's not why the cartel was interested.
Correct.
Okay. Next story. I'm putting you through your reps.
Okay.
Putting you through your reps. There's going to be tickets to the
Holiday Wonders
holiday exhibit at
Holiday
the
Wonders
Garden on the line. Alice and Ellen Kessler, two twins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Well, let's just say German.
All right.
Who were massive stars in the 20th century. I got to get my second.
Nailed it.
For as dancers. They were dancers,
uh-huh.
Okay? They were massive stars, not just in Germany, but beyond. Mm-hmm. Italy and even the United States, okay? They made history this week.
I'd say not massive.
Not massive in the United States. Mm-hmm. But a blip, a phenomenon, something, somewhere in between. They made history.
They had a moment.
They made history this week for doing something else together.
Yeah, they killed themselves together.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Is it?
89.
I don't know.
Why. I don't know. I'm not saying, by the way, any 89-year-olds listening, I'm not saying.
I actually am not a big fan of suicide packs.
It really, was it a pack? This is now, of course, this was in Germany, and it was done by the, maybe too soon for Germany, the Germany suicide, the Germany.
They have a organization.
No, you can get a humane whatever. You can choose to offer
yourself.
You can
euthanize yourself?
You can.
Okay.
Lots of countries you can. Canada, you can. Lots of countries you can. I actually think here's the truth. Let me go out on a limb here.
Uh huh.
I didn't expect to be talking about this. When I have a dog, and the dog is suffering. You know it's suffering. You know what you do? You take it to the vet and put it down. That's what you do. And know what you do? You say, you know why? Because why the hell would the dog want to continue to suffer? You're being nice to the dog.
Mm-hmm.
We make people live to the very last drop of their life suffering every minute. Shouldn't there be some system that we can intentionally off ourselves?
I don't want to play God.
You don't have to play God. The person in this who's living the life is God. That no one's playing God for that person. I would not endorse a world where we have a committee set up to decide who goes and who stays and decides unlawfully. Nah, you can't go. You have to go. Sorry, you may think you've got more time on earth, but you don't. It's not, there's no one playing God except for the person themselves.
I would, again, and maybe this is a religious argument, which I understand you can't legislate morality.
Right.
This is against...
Suicide will condemn you to the fires of hell.
No. I'm not making that argument. My argument is it's supposed to be, like, you don't make the choice when you die.
Life is sacred. Life is sacred.
Well, no, it's...
Oh, God is making the choice when you die, and so...
Take me when it's my time.
Hang in there. Well, anyway, this is not what I expected to...
I didn't bring this up.
Well, I did bring up the twins. They'd always planned to go out together. I will say this is what the only thing that troubled me about the twin story is that one of them evidently had had a massive stroke, right?
Yes, one was in significantly better health than the other.
I do think it's problematic, even in my world, which I had not carefully thought out because I didn't know I was going to be talking about it today, that I would think you would have to be fatally ill, in other words, unrecoverable, whatever the word is, terminal, in order to make this for us to allow you to make this choice. So if the other twin, who's in pretty good health, just says, I'm going to miss, let's say it's Alice who's got the stroke, and Ellen says, I'm going to miss Alice, I'd like to go too, I'm not sure I endorse that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to a certain degree, there's also the, if you want to get to the nitty gritty, it's like, well, what is the difference between this and pulling someone off the ventilator?
There's a huge difference. Oh, there's not a difference. Oh, no, you're right. I see. The person is not making the person, except you only do that if the person has already signed a
do not resuscitate or whatever.
Do not resuscitate or a living will or something like that in order to give you the choice to make the choice. Boy, didn't expect this. Let's stick to politics instead.
Okay.
Jeffrey, that would be safer.
What happened yesterday?
That would be safer territory than what we have
wandered
into.
What were people yelling about on Twitter?
We'll take your calls on the morality of suicide. No. Okay.
Bills play tonight.
Actually, a very interesting sports day tonight. Even though the Memphis women have postponed, they've been postponed.
Obviously, our feature game got moved.
But we have some backups that should hold us in good stead. What's too bad is that I came in here, and sometimes we have a little, pregame chat, Jeffrey and I, across the window, and I said, feels kind of like a slow day today. And Jeffrey said, the Tigers are playing the number one team in the country.
Mm-hmm. And the Grizzlies are favored.
So it's, but that's whoever would have imagined that one could even think of this as anything other than an epic day when you're playing the number one team in the country. That's what this should be, right? You are
a celebration.
And it is a clear measure, at least of where my mindset is about these Tigers. And I don't know where you, the listener, mindset is about these Tigers. I don't know where you, Jeffrey, your mindset is about these Tigers. This should be, man, we're playing the number one team in the country. Huge stage, huge opportunity for the Memphis Tigers. Can't wait to see this tip off. And instead, my sense is that people across Memphis are looking at this with a sense of dread. Am I wrong? Is not like what's is this an epic day or is this sense of dread?
Dread is probably I think the wrong
fatalism.
Word. No, I think there's like a
doom. What are you picking?
You know, like how you and I have talked about, like, sometimes, like, if you know there's just bad news coming, you're like, you just kind of dismiss yourself of it. Like,
well, compare this to the Grizzlies playing the Thunder. Is it the same?
Yeah, I think kind of similar, especially if it were like a Sunday afternoon, maybe in the middle of NFL Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of easy to ignore. Like, oh, yeah, huh. I'll check in on the score. It is very different than when Memphis played UConn last year.
How about this argument? That it is different than the Thunder because here there's a little more chance of something wacky happening. Like, just a little more. We don't really know what all these teams are. Even Purdue, which is returners and, you know, is maybe the best point guard in America and is bigs. They are newly constructing their team as well.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think there was a better chance of the Grizzlies beating the Thunder than there were. Like, in the end, it's NBA
players. What was the line in that game? This line, like, I think, is 16. It's opened at 14.5 from what I can tell.
I believe the line in that game is 10.5. Let me double check. I think it was 10.
I mean, it is preposterous. It's a preposterous challenge. It would be a hell of a challenge if the Tigers had shown nothing but promise this preseason and season, early season.
If they were 3-0, this would still be a challenge.
If they had played Arkansas and Auburn to the wire and then were 3-0, you'd be thinking, man, that's great.
But maybe.
This is going to be a handful. Like, this is not the matchup you
want.
Do
you believe?
Instead, we believe this Memphis Tiger team right now to be a bit of a disaster, if you can be a bit of a disaster. To be a bit of a disaster when you have the result that you had against UNLV and when you had then Penny publicly excoriating his team, saying that he's not getting what he wants from the players that he paid the most, essentially. The truth of the matter is, even in the win over San Francisco, what he said was, I'm only going to say nice things about this team. He had to preface his remarks with, because you know that he, in his mind,
he had thoughts.
He had not nice thoughts. Right, exactly. But he came out and he said, you know, this is a new team we're putting together. I'm only going to say nice things about this team. That lasted, by the way, until they played UNLV, when he didn't just say nice things about the team. The problem is that I just don't understand how you possibly beat this team. I don't see a way. They've got maybe the best point guard or one of the best point guards in America in Braden Smith. And then Oscar Clough is third in the country in offensive rebounding percentage at 26%. Okay. By the way, they hit more than 40%. They shoot better than 40% from three. Okay. So.
All right. So let's start right there.
So chances are they aren't missing. But if they do miss, you've got Oscar Clough. He's an NIL, he's a transfer. Third in the country in offensive rebounding percentage at 26% of available offensive rebounds he gets. And Trey Kaufman-Wren, who has been injured too much to actually be ranked in the country, Oscar Clough is third at 26%. Kaufman-Wren is 27%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to turn them over. They're going to shoot extraordinarily well. They're going to kill you on the boards. What's the path?
I mean, the path is you hope they shoot and miss, and then you shoot and make.
They are literally number one in the country in offensive efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
They are number one in the country in offensive efficiency.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, who they played?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, they did play Alabama.
They did play Alabama. They did play and defeat Alabama. So that's the problem. Instead of thinking we should be running in here to think this is great, we're going to see what this team is all about. And instead, you're like, oh no, man, this is could get really ugly really fast. That's my. I have a sense of foreboding. Okay, if not, what was the earlier word I said?
Balmy.
Not balmy. I know doom was in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say foreboding. I have a sense of foreboding looking forward to this game. 5 o'clock tip, by the way.
Dread?
I think dread. That's what I said. I said dread. Balmy was a different conversation.
Okay.
I said dread. But instead, I'm going to go with foreboding. How do you approach this game? Pick a word.
Oh boy, what is the word? Because the way I approach it is I want Texas Tech to beat Wake Forest, because I think
they can beat Wake.
I think they can beat Wake.
Texas Tech, by the way, 8.5-point favorite over Wake Forest.
Yeah.
And if you beat Wake and you come out of the Bahamas.
I think we can sit there and just go like, all right.
And then you'll be feeling balmy.
Correct. Maybe walking on sunshine a little bit.
Walking on sunshine. Split down there. Well, I think those things, I think that will happen. I think Texas Tech will beat Wake. I think Purdue will be too much for the Tigers. And then you're looking forward to beating Wake.
I'm also curious to see, like, what changes does he make? Because I think the front court is obviously going to, I think he's going to shake that up. And I also just kind of want to see, like,
Simon going to get a start?
It wouldn't shock me, right?
I mean, Thedford's definitely starting.
Yeah. But, I mean, in the end, like, if he's saying, hey, I want to play the guys that care, like, Simon cares. Like, but I kind of want to see, like, some fight out of them. I'm not asking him to win.
It is funny. I absolutely did not expect them to win last year either. That's what you can fall back on, right?
Yeah.
Come on. They did this last year. No one thought they'd beat UConn. The next thing you know, we're looking up. They're beating UConn, and Hurley's losing his mind, right? Absolutely losing his mind. That was so much fun. And so why not? Shock the world. You know, why not? You did it last year. Do it again. It would be a shock. This would be a considerably greater shock.
Oh, this would be the biggest win of the year for anyone throughout the country. I would say the difference would be UConn last year was replacing a whole heck of a lot more than Purdue is. Like I made this point yesterday on the afternoon show. Purdue is eighth in the country in terms of minute continuity. The teams that are ahead of them are basically like the service academies and Ivy Leagues. It's Navy, Harvard. Go Crimson. What do we say?
Crimson.
Okay, but I didn't know if you're like, do we even have a...
It's the Crimson.
But I mean, do we have a slogan? Like, do we have like a go blue? Like a...
Fight fiercely.
Fight fiercely, okay, of course.
Fight fiercely.
VMI, Northern Iowa, Yale, Miami of Ohio, Loyola, Maryland, and then Purdue.
Wow.
Which one of those doesn't belong?
Wow. What kind of coach? Let's pretend that Penny, at the end of the season, says, this is not for me anymore.
All right.
The world. And by the way, Tim Buckley wrote a piece the other day about Ryan and about Penny. And I think a week ago, when we were playing Believe It or Not, I asked you, believe it or not, will this person be the coach next year at this time? And for each of them, right? Right now, who is more likely, which Memphis program is more likely to have a new coach at this time next year?
I think the answer has to be the Grizzlies.
No. University of Memphis program.
Oh. Ooh, boy. I will say football.
What's your thinking?
The carousel hasn't really gotten spinning, and
I did hear that he was interviewing somewhere. Like you can be interviewing and not be on the top of someone's list, right?
Yeah.
But so I did hear that he was interviewing somewhere.
Well, and like people are going to turn down jobs. Like one thing I can guarantee that will happen in the coaching carousel,
right?
Almost every school is not going to get their first choice.
That is very clear. And one of the phenomena is that the candidates who seem really attractive, they're all at their alma maters.
Or staying.
They've already said they're staying. Yeah. Or whether it's Vandy, Georgia Tech, where else are we dealing?
Arizona State.
And there's at least one more. They're all at their alma maters.
Yeah, I did wonder if Dillingham signaled, hey, everyone that thinks I'm not leaving.
I might be willing to.
Uh-huh. The Sam Levitt leak, I took note of. His quarterback.
And what did he say?
It has been confirmed that Levitt is, so he was injured, but he's not going to come back, and he's also shopping himself.
I see. But yeah, there's lots of schools are going to be scrambling for a coach, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't rule out that possibility. I mean, I've heard people tell me zero chance, and that's just people who are out on Silverfield say zero chance. I don't think there's zero chance.
No. Now I want to be clear. I don't think he's getting any of the jobs that are open right now. I'll say this. I would be very surprised.
What are the lesser jobs that are open now?
Okay, so
Stanford's a lesser job, right?
Correct. We have
Colorado State,
Oklahoma State, Colorado State.
And Oklahoma State is. I mean, you'd take that job. It's not that.
Oh bad. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about seriously lesser jobs that he would like. But yeah,
there's not a lateral move either.
That's what I'm saying. Those Colorado State's not lateral; it's down.
Yeah, I agree.
And that doesn't work. And then Stanford doesn't seem like a fit, right? I mean, in terms of geography. Although Ryan really doesn't have a fit. You know, he's from the South. He worked for the Vikings.
He's from Jacksonville.
And yeah, but is that the South?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually, he's a nerd, so he would fit there at Stanford.
But he doesn't like to portray himself as the nerd.
I don't know. He talks about analytics and stuff. Anyway, I could. So you think that more likely? I think the other more likely, and I'll tell you why. Because what I'm assuming neither is going. I think the most likely scenario is neither would get another job. Penny wouldn't leave for another job. Ryan wouldn't get another job. Whatever else. So my sense is, which one is more likely to either leave on their own in retirement, just to say the hell with it, or to be escorted out? And we know that Ryan's season is basically cooked. We know he hasn't been bad enough, despite what Jason wants, to be fired, right? We do agree with that.
Yep.
We know that Ryan isn't going to be fired. But Penny's season could still go badly enough. I'm not hoping for it. Hope they beat Purdue tonight, whatever. But you can imagine what happens. Seriously, what happens if they, you know, win three non-conference games and then they don't win the conference? At that point, don't you think that Penny either says, you know what, I'm fed up with this. I didn't get the support, or he gets escorted out?
No.
I do. I
do not. There is no
really. Really? If it's disastrous.
I've been very consistent on this. It has to be a slam dunk if you're going to fire him. That would not be a slam dunk.
What?
It has to be a no doubt. Like,
what is a slam dunk? What is a slam dunk?
Like, disaster.
That's what I just gave you
one season. In an era where you can turn everything over.
You don't. That's interesting. You think, and you don't think Penny might say the hell with us?
No.
Really, I do. I think there's, but whatever, we're guessing here. And of course, what we hope is that they roll, right? They roll and they recover and they figure it out.
I hope they win tomorrow.
I hope they win today. That's
I'm
me.
Not,
that's,
I'm not even. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to play that game.
You're not even going to hope.
No,
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. All right, we got a lot more to talk about. Grizz Kings tonight at FedEx Forum. More Kiffin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock and then Right of the Nerd trivia after that. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock. Let me get Rather Than Right trivia after that. Let's just wrap up this conversation on coaches and the coaching carousel. It's still, to me, Jeffrey, the place that still looms as a real possible destination for Ryan, even despite the two straight losses, would be Missouri. Because don't you believe that Eli Drinkwitz is going somewhere else?
I lean that way, but there are plenty of people that keep saying he is telling everyone that he's staying. Now, he would not be the first coach to say I'm staying and go.
If he is leaving, is he going to Penn State?
That would be my suspicion.
Not Florida.
That would be my suspicion.
All right, well, let's put some places, some people in different
all right,
places now. Okay?
Let's get our map out.
So if you're putting Eli Drinkwitz at Penn State, okay, I'm going to tell you that Lane is going for the purposes of this exercise,
right.
So you can then pick where he goes.
LSU.
Okay, so we're moving Lane to LSU. Now, we have openings in Florida. We have an opening at Auburn. We now have an opening at Ole Miss. We have openings at Oklahoma State and Missouri.
Hold on. All right. Florida, AU, Mizzou, OSU. Where else are we placing Ole Miss?
Yeah, now we got to put someone at Ole Miss. Missouri.
All right.
We got to put someone at Missouri.
Right,
you said that you put Missouri down there. Oklahoma State, if you want.
Yeah, I got
put
them.
Oklahoma State down there. So are those the big ones?
All right, let's see. We've moved Drinkwitz out of.
We moved Drinkwitz to Penn State. Right. And we moved Kiffin to LSU. So now you got to get a Florida coach. Who's your Florida coach?
God.
Summerall supposedly canceled an interview there.
So I'm just going to do the obvious. I'm putting Summerall at Auburn.
You're putting Summerall at Auburn. Okay. Because they've been a long time people have talked about that.
He's from whatever.
Is he then going to coach in the
Huntsville
playoff?
I weirdly think Tulane will be fine with it. Like, it's almost like in the.
I think that's,
you know,
right.
I mean?
Yeah, we'll let you coach.
Yeah.
If you know your place in the pecking order.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable with your place in the pecking order, it's Ole Miss would not be comfortable with it because who are you to leave us for them, right? Whereas Tulane's like, oh, he's going to Auburn? I get it. Go ahead and coach the rest of the season. I think that's right. Summerall, of course, said after popping in the top 25, he said, if we're a top 25 team, there must be a lot of bad football.
Mm-hmm. I think he got interneted.
I did? Oh, he didn't say that?
Yeah, I think he got interneted.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the Juarez
Cartel? Yeah, I think he got interneted.
He didn't say that?
Yeah, I think he got Facebooked.
All right, well, I retract that.
Then. Uh-huh.
I retract that. Okay, so who else are you putting somewhere? Who are you now putting to Ole Miss?
I'm putting Dillingham to Florida.
Oh, Kenny Dillingham to Florida. That's a nice move. Now we got another opening. We got to fill. How about Ryan to ASU?
I bet ASU would, like, take someone off the staff. All right.
And now you got to have someone. We need someone at Ole Miss now and at Missouri. And why not? Why not Ryan to Missouri?
I also wonder if the timing of all this winds up with Ole Miss with Pete Golding.
The timing.
I do not think if Lane's leaving in this situation.
He is not coaching the playoff.
Correct. And do you just wind up with Golding?
I guess you could.
I would not do that, with all due respect to him and his family. But
Don't you have to be more ambitious than that if you're Ole Miss?
What's going to happen when he coaches the playoff game and they win? I mean, Ryan didn't even win the freaking Cotton Bowl and we're sitting here.
That's a little different. They weren't supposed to. They won't be. They were probably 20-point underdogs in that game.
They didn't cover.
They didn't.
Whereas I know that.
Ole Miss is going to be favored.
I won with Penn State on that one.
Who else is rumored from Missouri? Like, I do think, how about that? How about Missouri? And Arkansas. We haven't put,
okay,
anyone, anyone at Arkansas either.
Let's have the real conversation.
Uh-huh.
How does Missouri, like, if you're Laird and you like Ryan and you think Ryan runs a great program, the problem is Laird doesn't get to act unilaterally. Laird has to sell this.
Oh, you sell it by saying, look what he's done consistently. He's had a winning program at the University
of Memphis.
Okay,
what happens when the first person goes, he can't beat UTSA?
Well, when you have, I mean, if Golish would be another one. He hasn't gotten to a championship
game. Okay, but
game
at
either.
Least with Golish, he took over a 1-11 program.
But he hasn't gotten to a championship game. Same, there are knocks on every resume. And the resume.
But at least
we've discussed the knocks on Ryan's resume. We know there are knocks on the resume.
This shows also the difference in wiring between us. You're working hard to get him elsewhere. I'm not even considering it because I don't want to think about it. I think it's
like,
what's
I'm
best.
I'm still
for,
hoping that Memphis
right,
beats
and I think
Purdue,
it's
and
best.
You've moved on to Memphis beating Wake.
No, I've already moved on to Memphis beating Navy next week
right.
So that Ryan gets the automatic extension.
I see. So who are you putting in Arkansas?
Kane Womack.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got to place somebody at Missouri. Oh, dear God. Who is somebody ACC?
All right. How about some of the coordinators out there? You know.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put at Oklahoma State.
And by the way, what are we doing with Vandy and Georgia Tech?
I'm putting Morris.
We leaving them open? We leaving them staying put?
Yeah, because I think Georgia Tech. Problem is, if Georgia Tech wins tomorrow, like they're going to be, or wins on Saturday, they're in the ACC title game. All right, Mizzou. Dear God. Colin Klein.
It's a good head. You're dipping in the coordinator ranks.
Arizona State. I always think Arizona State's just going to keep going offense. Who's another? Would that make sense for Norvell for a landing spot?
He's not going to fire.
But what if he gets out?
Oh, what if he leaves on his own?
Yep.
Oh, that would be – he's not going to – otherwise, James Franklin wouldn't have taken the –
Okay, coach. But Mike also has a mitigation clause.
He's not going to. He's going to stick it out.
Does the fact that Penn State only had to pay James Franklin $9 million change your calculus?
No, I actually think it would make sense for Mike to leave on his own, right? I think that would make sense. But you've pointed out before, if James Franklin and his, let's be clear, and his agency mm-hmm. thought there was going to be an opening, and they know more than we do, at Florida State, they would have sent him to Florida State.
And they do have the same agent. Okay, but I was fancy.
Just give me, to wrap this discussion up, just send someone to Arkansas for me.
I did. Kane Womack.
Oh, that's right. Kane Womack.
I just can't send anyone to Missouri because you're trying to put Ryan there.
I'm trying to put Ryan there. Okay. Anyway, that's that. Grizzlies tonight, back at FedEx Forum against the Kings. There is some bad injury news, though. And by the way, you nailed this.
Good injury news?
There's bad injury news. Jaren Jackson Jr. is doubtful with a right ankle sprain. We saw it all unfold in the final minutes of that last tilt against San Antonio. You saw him roll his ankle.
Well, he rolled his ankle in the second quarter.
But he looked real bad. Yesterday offered it up as the justification for why he played as badly down the final minutes is what I meant. Yes,
possible right. Explanation. I don't know if I'd say justification.
So he rolled his ankle and he is doubtful with a right ankle sprain. More bad news. You've got
the hits keep on coming.
Keegan Murray. It seems like he's going to make his debut for the Kings.
So happy for him.
And last night, Sabonis did not play. But
he was rested up for the Grizz.
Let's be honest. If you were looking at two games in a row and you are deciding, we've got a really good player who can play one of these two, and one of them's against the Thunder and one of them's against the Grizzlies, who would you deploy that player?
That would
against?
Be the Grizzlies.
You'd play him against the Grizzlies. Yeah. How significant is this win? Would this win be? Like, how important is it tonight?
Psychologically?
Is anything important anymore?
I mean, you want them to experience winning enough to where losing just doesn't become the norm, like an acceptable outcome.
Well, and I think winning at home, winning against, fine. This road trip, they were hurt, they were playing killer teams, all of that, right? Here, you're playing a crappy team at home,
and you're favored. Every other game that they lost, they have been underdogs.
So this would seem to be like one to win.
Yes.
This would seem to be one to win. First chance for Grizzly fans to see Zach Edey live.
In person.
Live and in person. So that'll be fun. And Cedric Coward will be there. And again, you can get tickets. And you won't be missing the women's soccer final if you go.
Of course, because we're all clearing our schedules for the A game.
Schedule for tomorrow night. That game will be played. Grizzlies against the Kings tonight. So there you go. Also tonight, we got an NFL game, Jeffrey.
Yes, we do.
Thoughts?
I don't think the Bills are as bad as you do.
I, of course, think they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Even to Davis Mills.
Correct.
Are you
familiar with his work?
I'm familiar with his work. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can certainly, given that I'm prone to see foreboding and doom.
Uh-huh.
here's the argument. The Texans obviously have been disappointing, really. I mean, the Texans sort of 2 years ago were what the commander, I mean, yeah, what the Commanders were last year, right? They were, oh my God, look at this. They're the team that's on the rise. They got the young stud quarterback. They're going to take over the league.
You mean the team that everybody crowned way too early? Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. And then they with the young quarterback, they're going to take whatever, and then they haven't. And largely it's because their offensive line, right?
Well, and people crowned him.
And people crowned him. You think that?
Yes.
You think the crowning itself caused him to be worse?
No.
Newspaper clippings?
What I'm saying is he was not as good as everyone was making him out to be.
Was Jaden Daniels as good?
Jaden, I'm actually more sold on.
Yeah, I think he was as good.
Correct.
And now he's just hurt. He's not bad.
Right.
Like where C.J. Stroud has become
correct.
Became bad. Now he's hurt again. But, and they got Nico and not much else on offense, right? That they can't score. Like they struggle to score. Here's the path, though. They're the best defensive team in the league. They're the best defensive league in points. They're the best defensive league in yardage given up. Literally, you cannot run against them. They are the best defensive team in the league. They got great defensive ends. They actually, the stats that, like, they're only 12th or 13th in sacks, but they're basically in all the other defensive categories, top five, top three. They are a terrific defense.
Okay. Stop me. Titans, Baltimore with Cooper Rush. Seattle put 27 on them. San Francisco put 26 on them. They held Denver, who was an awful offense, to 18. Jacksonville Titans. These numbers are wildly inflated.
You think they are not that good a defense.
They're a solid defense, but they're not like,
they're not a,
oh my gosh, what are you going to do against that defense?
And they turned Josh Allen into Nathan Peterman last year.
Okay. In fairness, Josh's concussion, which we didn't actually acknowledge as a concussion, turned him into Nathan Peterman last year.
And then on the other side, all they have to do is run the ball. And literally everyone can run the ball on the Bills. They can't run the ball, typically.
Like, listen, as a Woody Marks fantasy owner, thank you.
They can't run the ball. Like, this Nick Chubb is not the Nick Chubb that we remember.
Okay, do you know what you have to do to run the ball? You have to block.
Not against the Bills, actually. Against the Bills, you don't actually have to block. You just have to be there, and you can run, rip off 100, 200, whatever yards, whatever you need. That's the path. Anyway, we shall see what happens. I think it's an interesting. You think it's an interesting game? And let's be honest. Anytime Josh is in a game, it's an interesting game.
I
do believe that
way better than what we had the last couple of weeks. I don't know if my wife knows the Bills are playing.
Some other NFL news. Jalen Hurts. I told John the other day that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And I told him that before this past week when they...
We finally can agree on something.
That the Eagles...
I've just accepted it.
Right. And I said it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I just think that defense is killer. The defense is... I mean, they're destroying people again. They made Goff look ridiculous.
I don't know what you do against them.
And
you can't run on them, and their pass rush will...
Will absolutely rip you into pieces. And so then, yes, they're terrible offensively. They are 25th in yards. They're 28th in passing. They're 29th in third down conversions.
Okay, but you know what's going to happen in the playoffs?
They will get to the playoffs, and the defense will be great. And then what's going to happen is Jalen Hurts is going to have a great game. And they're
he's going to start running.
He's going to start running. But that's
correct.
Mostly running.
Yes.
Mostly running. And he'll hit a couple big plays here and there.
Because everyone's going to load the box.
And then everyone will say he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league again, even though he's not.
Yes.
And here's two things and that is what will happen. They have enough pieces. Like, there are teams that are bad offensively because they don't have, because they're the Broncos. Right? Because they don't have a lot of great weapons or whatever it is, right? They're not great offensively.
I actually think their weapons are bad.
Weapons.
I just think the quarterback stinks.
They have a bad quarterback. You're right. The weapon is the problem. There are teams that are bad offensively.
I'll trade weapons with them.
Because they don't have a lot of what you need to score points.
Yep.
That's not the Eagles.
Nope.
They got an unbelievable running back. They got unbelievable receivers. And they got an excellent offensive line.
And a good tight end.
And they've got a quarterback who, in moments, in big moments, has played winning football.
And doesn't beat them.
That's the other thing. They have four turnovers this
Bingo.
Year.
Bingo.
And they have literally the most efficient red zone offense in the league.
I wonder why.
Between the tush push and him running, which are variations of the same thing. And you've got, so you don't turn it over. You've got the best red zone offense in the league, and you have a defense that can tear people apart. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
I think our only hope is the Rams.
Well, that's who John countered with.
But I do think it's going to matter who gets the game. Because if that game's in Philly, I think the Rams actually played the Eagles the best last year. But if that game's in cold Philly,
anyone else,
January,
by the way, in the NFC intrigue you?
I don't think the Lions are there. Lions have real it's not even the whole coordinate who's calling the plays. It's their offensive line is just not as good as they were last year, and that's a real problem. Are we saying the Seahawks last week showed, like, revealed character? Like, was that the real Sam Darnold?
Well, it's funny. Like, people are wondering that about Sam Darnold. Like,
but at the same time, they had a kick to basically win the game.
Is Sam Darnold the guy? Because we saw it last year, and now we've seen it in another big game, is that who Sam Darnold is? I don't actually necessarily believe that. I don't believe because he has shrunk before in big moments, he will always shrink.
Well, then that's on you.
What?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Always?
Yes. I think it reveals
character.
So
they can't be intriguing.
All right, what about the Niners getting healthy?
I haven't followed their health.
So obviously they're not getting Warner back, but like they are starting to get some offensive pieces back. The problem is I don't believe in Purdy.
Well, there you go. How about the AFC? Who is going to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl?
All right, so who do I actually believe in?
The AFC is a total disaster. Because the teams that are leading, You don't believe in the Pats. I mean, I believe in the Pats as a good team.
Correct.
I don't think
this is fraudulent.
Do I believe them as a Super Bowl team? No. Do I believe in the Colts as a Super Bowl team?
No.
No. Do I believe the Steelers as a Super Bowl team?
No. Do I believe in the Broncos? No. Do I believe in the Ravens? I'm the only human being that apparently is willing to stand up for justice and sit there and go, they don't win.
Wouldn't that be something? Ravens. That's who I called earlier when the season began.
I'm going with the Bills. It's the only team I believe in.
Now that they've benched Keon Coleman, you're like,
oh, yes, that was such a huge move.
That was such a huge
move. Who was 14? Who was that guy? The guy that caught the long passes last week?
Shavers.
Yeah.
Shavers. Shavers actually is a player who started at Alabama and didn't get on the field.
Love him
and
already.
He ended up training San Diego State or somewhere like that. Free agent. You know, yeah, so there you go. Anything else this week in the NFL intrigue you particularly? Games this week?
All right, let's.
I mean, the problem is you got the Pats playing the Bengals
without
anybody.
Chase, yeah. All right. I mean, I guess we have to still marginally be interested in Minnesota Green Bay. I mean, Colts Chiefs at noon.
That's a great game. J.J. McCarthy said, speaking of the Vikings, he was asked where his game was, right? And he said, I feel like...
What was this answer? Can't wait.
I feel like the cork in a bottle of champagne.
He's just ready to get popped?
Yeah. Just
poof!
Poof! Let me ask you this. The Memphis Tiger basketball team, does that feel like a cork in a bottle of champagne? Grizzlies, are they a cork in a bottle of champagne? And is J.J. McCarthy a cork in a bottle of champagne?
For all the Muppet fans out there, do you remember the scene in the Muppet movie where Steve Martin is the waiter bringing the champagne out for Miss Piggy and Kermit, and it's a pop top? That's what they are.
What happened?
It already been popped, and he flicked it again, like oh it's hot, like to make it. It had already been opened. That's what they are. I actually kind of I think
who
I might,
is a cork in a bottle of champagne. Who is proper? Anyone in the world of sports.
I mean, Josh. Because you could go anywhere.
He's already the. She's already. I think.
Oh, you're saying waiting to explode. Because my whole thing is like Josh could go
anywhere. Someone who hasn't exploded but is waiting to. That is a cork in a bottle of champagne. Who is a cork in a bottle of champagne?
Cedric Howard.
Remember the ESPN used ESPN the magazine
Who's
used to
next?
Have this next issue.
Yeah.
Right. So basically this is like this is the next.
Who's next up?
Who is
I'm still Cam Ward curious. They're so
you think
bad.
Cam Ward.
They're so bad that I don't hold anything against him. They're horrific. He still does things that I go.
Can Cooper Flagg be that, or is he too famous?
That's
already?
The other problem. Is like, what are we counting as next? And like, waiting to. I mean, if you're called the once in a generation, although I do love the. Have you seen this new take? Cooper Flagg wouldn't go number one in this draft.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I like that. I like that take.
Who are they saying would? Edgecombe?
No. Cooper Young or Cooper Flagg, if he were in
the
upcoming draft, would go fourth. I love that take.
A person, if you had last year said that Cade Cunningham was a cork in a bottle of champagne,
yeah.
that's who we're trying to identify, right? Who's the cork in a bottle of champagne? All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back, talk to Chris Harrington on the other side, bit of a cork in a bottle of champagne himself. And then we'll play Writer Than Right Trivia, where we'll be giving away what fabulous prize, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we got two tickets to the Holiday Wonders exhibit at the Memphis Botanic Gardens.
All right, taking a break. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.